I'm Attorney Mo DeWitt from the Cat Named Mo Show. Well, I'm the attorney on the show. I'm not a cat named Mo. Anyways, car crash, slipper fall, you know who to call. JustCallMo.com. Injured on the go? Just call Mo. Office Tampa.
Welcome back to Johnny B Show. 102.5 The Bone. It's real. It's raw. It's radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for staying tuned in. Sorry about Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks again to Donna. Sorry about Rob. That guy's Will. You heard him.
That's me.
Hell yeah.
What up?
He'll be doing a show without me on Thursday and Friday.
Yep.
I'll be at Side Splitters with Jake Anarino. And then Friday, I'm at the Fireman's Museum doing a benefit show there with Chris Gorgeous and Chuck Glass.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. I'm looking forward to it. And then Saturday, Crack Up Cancer with Jimmy Schubert and Steve Simone.
Can you buy tickets for that?
I think there might be some left, but there was like 50 tickets left a couple of days ago, so I don't know.
You might get Bobby Hoff out there, too. He just tweeted asking if he could
Good, he go. Can protect me from Rob.
Yeah. Well, there you go, Bobby.
Boom.
Crack Up Cancer.
Get it, Bobby.
Get your ticks.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Floridian Social Club. It's a lovely venue. That's why I'm worried about Rob being there, you know?
I kind of want to go. No.
I want you to go.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Well, maybe
dude.
I will.
Okay.
All right.
I'll sneak you in the back door.
Okay.
Hell yeah. This guy has been on the show. You've heard him before. He is one of the funniest comics in the Tampa Bay area and beyond. You can see him all over at all the clubs. And this weekend, headlining Sunshine City Comedy Club in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's our friend Sean Harper. What's up, bud?
How the hell are you, Johnny?
Oh, splendid. I'm quite good. I was having some tummy issues earlier, and then I destroyed the bathroom on the second floor, and everything's better.
Your past is my future. I feel terrible right now.
Good. You just need to do it. I know you were telling me on the way up here, you said, I made some turkey burgers, and then my throat started feeling scratchy. I'm like, what'd you use for seasoning? COVID? You know what I mean? That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I just hiccuped and my entire body just shut down. I was driving over here. I'm like, I feel drunk.
Yeah. You're a young man too, dude. Like, that shouldn't be happening.
At heart, but not in body. Right. My body is collapsing.
You got an old ass body.
I don't know what I did, dude, but just about 3 years ago, just everything started going. I have chronic neck pain.
Oh, yeah.
Just debilitating. I can't move for like a whole day.
Wow.
I've gone to doctors and everything, specialists. And
wait, how old are you?
26.
Oh, God.
That's pretty young. Did you get in a car accident?
I did, but okay. It was like 9 years ago. I flipped my car on the Selman.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But
dude.
My girlfriend's convinced that that's what it is, but I didn't start hurting until a few years ago. So unless it's just like delayed.
You ever try a chiropractor or anything?
I did. I think they made it worse.
Yeah, dude, you got to be careful. I had a chiropractor like put me in the hospital the last time I went to one, and I was like, I don't know, I'm scared now. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I took my girlfriend one time. She was having some back pain, and I've gone a lot. That's right.
Yeah, Sean, you tear that ass up, boy. Sorry. Go ahead.
I didn't appreciate that. That was very rude of you. I go a lot, and, you work your way up, and so they got me, all twisted up like a pretzel, and they're cracking my neck and hanging me and throwing me off the side of the building or whatever. And my girlfriend had never been before, so she goes, "Oh, just do to me what you did to him." And I'm like, "Are you sure?" She goes, "Yeah, I can handle it." And then just bawled crying.
Poor thing. I know. I took my wife and I went to a couple's massage, and my wife had never had like a formal massage like before. And we went to this place in Brandon, and it's very Asian, right?
Yes.
So they took us in this room. They had two tables, and we both had our own massage therapist. And I was having a little nerves about it because I was like, I don't want to stereotype, an Asian massage parlor, but traditionally they have been known to, to be different than normal massages at the end, if you know what I'm saying. Like the end is happier than other endings, right?
I've heard this rumor.
So we should go to those.
Yeah. No, I don't support that because, people are going to say these people are being trafficked. That's the only reason why they're doing it, maybe. But
you just mean like a better massage, right?
Dude, it was a great massage. But when, we did an hour, like a 90-minute massage. So when it got down like, you know, they're flipping us over, you know, like fat pieces of meat and stuff. And the massage is great. My girl was like destroying me. Like, she was very strong. And then my wife, I told her before we went, I said, look, not that I've been to these places before, but I've read about them. I need to warn you. Something might happen at the end. I'm not sure. But they might want to touch you somewhere, and they might want to touch me somewhere, you know, at the end. What are you going to do if that happens? She's like, I don't think that's going to happen. But we'll just play it by ear. We're going to play it by crotch. So when it got down to it, though, we were on our backs. And then they go, both of the girls said, roll over on your – we were on our fronts, I'm sorry, with your head in the little hole. She's like, roll over on your back so we can finish. That's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
Roll over on your back.
Yep.
So you can finish.
Right.
So I looked over at Leah and I went, here it comes. It's either going to happen or it's not going to happen. And she looked petrified. Leah looked petrified because we're naked with a towel over us.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady started rubbing like her legs, up her legs, Will. And I was like, my girl wasn't rubbing up my legs.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, are they about to happy my wife, but not me?
Yeah.
Because that would piss me off. Because I was paying for that damn couple's massage.
Sure.
But no, they just...
At least they could do is let you, like, do it while you watch.
I wonder... Yeah, that's kind of cool. But I wonder if they were, like, feeling her out, literally and figuratively. I wonder if they were like, let's see how close we can get.
Mm.
And see if she goes like, yes, do that.
Right.
But so, Leah was too nervous.
My question is, I'm very curious about those. I've never been to a massage parlor where they do that, but I'm not opposed to it.
Sure.
How do you initiate, or I would imagine if you make the wrong call, you're in a lot of trouble. Like if you just go check it out.
You think it's a sting?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if, especially in 2023, if you were just to remove the blanket and be like, would you like to finish up now? That could potentially get you in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
She's like, no, we're not.
Contract with the Cleveland Browns.
I was about to say, yeah, you took my line. That's a real comic right there. I was about to say that, too. Yeah, that's awesome. Yes. Yes. If you do it 27 times, you get guaranteed $225 million.
Right. So there's like that, or do you have to let them make the move? To like brush over it and then like, oh,
I don't know,
mm.
But I mean I've had some friends that have frequented those places.
Yep,
and I didn't ask them in detail. They just go and I guess there's like a menu, like breakfast, lunch, or dinner is what I've heard.
Okay,
so breakfast is
yep,
you know, rolling the dice.
Right,
lunch is you know. And then dinner is both.
Okay.
I guess.
Wow.
Oh, no. Dinner is that down there.
Yeah,
down there.
I would imagine.
Down there.
I would just take lunch if that were the case.
Oh, yeah. All day.
We don't need breakfast.
Yeah.
I don't need breakfast. Thank you. Lunch. I'm a lunch man.
Yeah. I don't want dinner either. You know what I mean? Because you don't know how many people have eaten at that restaurant
exactly,
before you got there.
Exactly.
Can I just get the plate? I just want a massage.
You just want the appetizer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I just get the sample like Costco? You know what I mean? Like she just looks at it and goes, pew, pew, pew. That's it.
Just pat your butt.
You know how they hand you bourbon chicken at the food court? That's all I want.
You put some baby powder in your BH.
Yeah.
And then be like, you're nice and dry.
Wouldn't it be funny though if it was a sting? And she's like, so what you want me to do to you? And you're like, I want you to do the mouth. And she's like, oh, you want mouth? What you want me to do with mouth? And you're like, you know what that mouth do, girl? And she's like, oh, get on the ground, boy. Yeah, and you're like, you're not Asian at all. No, hell no. I'm from Tifton, Georgia, and you're going to jail.
Man.
That's got to be just the saddest cop detail. Just undercover jerk-off sting. We got another one. We got another one, baby.
I remember, speaking of that, I used to have this champion bloodline English bulldog. You know, he died, God, 13 years ago. But this dog was awesome. These people bred just for competitions. And they let me buy one, and they let former Buccaneer Ernest Graham buy one.
Love Ernest Graham.
Yeah, because they were Bucs fans, but then they saw me at the Improv, and they were like, we love your comedy. And I was wearing this shirt with a bulldog on it. And they were like, you like bulldogs? Because we breed them. And I was like, let me buy one. They're like, we'll let you know if we get too many. So they let me and Ernest Graham buy from the next litter.
What a duo.
So me and Ernest Graham are like dog daddy family, I guess, you know. But anyway, they said you need to make sure you make some money off this dog, though, because his bloodline. So I went to the vet and I go, hey, how do I, you know, use my dog to make money, you know, stud him out. And they're like, oh, okay, it's easy. You know, you just have to get, you know, his sperm, you know, and put it in a little tube, and then you bring it to us, and we'll put it in our refrigeration, and then we'll match him up with a bitch.
Mm.
And I go, what do you mean I get it? You know, she's like, yeah, you got to get it. And I go, like, the way I think you think I got to get it. She goes, yeah. And I go, don't y'all have a person for that? And they're like, you think we have a person for that? And I go, yeah, I just figured it's like some chick. She sits in the back, you know, she's like smoking a cigarette, you know. And they're like, Tina, Bulldog, room 4. She's like, ah, Bulldog, my favorite. She just puts a cigarette out, walks in there, you know, lubing her hand up. Hey, big boy.
So wait a minute. They really wanted you to manually release your dog.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have like a stuffed animal you can get with a test tube in
there? Great idea, dude. Because English Bulldogs can't mount and bang.
Oh, okay.
Apparently. They've been bred too low and wide.
Right, right.
And I get it. I used to be 500 pounds at one point. It's hard, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I was like, I never studied them because I didn't want to have that kind of relationship with my dog.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people who want to have sex with dogs you just gave the perfect excuse to?
They get called all the time.
There's some guy just sitting in a kennel right now. It's like, oh, no way, dude.
I could be making so much money.
Night.
Be so happy.
You also ruined 100 dogs' lives.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Everything gets better when you're a Dunkin' Rewards member, Chicago. And now members get a $2 medium iced coffee all day, every day. What's better than Dunkin' iced coffee? Dunkin' iced coffee for $2. Rewards members, get out and get sipping with a medium iced coffee for $2. Not a member? Join Dunkin' Rewards on the app and get even more Dunkin' deals. Chicago runs on Dunkin'. Additional charges, terms, and exclusions may apply. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.